For us to be excited and blessed and keep going, keep moving on, we need hope, something to look forward towards. So this is a wonderful time in our life that we still need this daily hope, short term, medium term, long term. And God is God of hope. He's a hope giver. He's rich in hope, rich in grace, rich in mercy, rich in wealth. He's rich in all things, and He's our dad, and He gives us all these good things, daily shower us with blessing. He didn't spare His own Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Then, how shall He not give us all things? And then keeps going, God be for us, who can be against us? So it's up to us to decide which way to look, get our eyes towards. Two places, the true denominators, two places, one towards the world and the wars of the world, which Satan controls, that's his domain. And the other one is heavenly world, heavenly realm, to where God has brought us and to receive from Him daily those good things, wonderful things, joyful things. And so we are enjoying each day. Rejoice and be glad in it. The angels who watch over those who are not yet saved, their job is not just doing that, but also even more for those who are saved. It's not that angels will stop working for the unsaved when they become saved. Prior, pre-saved time, angels works for those who are saved, the post-saved times also. Especially those who are saved, those who are sons and daughters of God, then we know what to say, what to speak. Angels get to work even more because we speak the words that God inspires us to speak. Speak the words for the future, speak words for the wonderful projects God is giving to us. So angels get to work even more. So this is a incredibly happy time where we could really enjoy the wealth that we are manifesting. That we manifest wealth more and more, exponentially, spiritually, physically, in every realm. The compounding effect is happening. The principle and the increase, the next one will be, the next principle will be the added interest, becomes the new principle, the compounding math. So something like that. It gets bigger and faster and greater. That's where we are walking in it. The course that God has put us in grows bigger and wider and faster we can go. So we are very thankful to our Heavenly Father. He's so kind, good, all wonderful, He's light. In him is no darkness at all. And he cares for us in every aspect of our being. And he ministers to us. He looks after us. And so we could rest and walk each day. In our 24 hours, we have many things to do. Or at times, we don't do, but we are doing something still at that time, thinking, listening to music or whatever. We may be speaking in tongues, speaking to God, or speaking tongues and being not aware that we are speaking tongues or I am speaking tongues. And much is accomplished as we are using the Spirit of God. He's working in us all the time, and he is working not only in us, but around us in all creation to order our steps. And we are very thankful to God that we don't have to know everything about every second of our life. He knows that. So we are very thankful that we can keep walking, and we don't even know we are walking to the left or right or center, or it doesn't matter. But our heart is on God. We are looking to God all the time. At times, our minds are towards the things that we are engaged during that time, that second. We know that we don't have to fear, we don't have to worry, and at times our mind goes to fear, to worry, or consider the things that's happening around us. Yet we can bring back our minds to the heavenly direction, or God will send someone to speak his word so that our minds goes to that right direction, the hopeful direction, victory direction. Or he will do something around us and we get to that heavenly direction through that. Something that not particularly we are thinking about it. From the surrounding, birds chirping, the beautiful lake, Glenna's lake, the sunrise, sunset. So God is watching over us, and he is taking us forward. And as we walk, we are blessed. We manifest those blessings, and others will come to know the truth. He will bring to us individuals who hungers and thirst for truth, and through you they are brought into the heavenly location, heavenly lifestyle. So this is a wonderful life and time where God wants us to enjoy, rejoice, and be glad in it. Each day it may look like the other way around, but we look to God and he will continue to bring us to the right words, right perspectives, right logos, concept, and we are happy. We become happy and restful. There is a person who for 14 years, since pretty much right after birth, in a paralyzed state, this person couldn't even, you know, baby then, of course, couldn't lift up neck and move around. But for 14 years, wait a minute, was that 14 years? 40 years. 40 years, that is right. So 40 years. He was in that kind of condition. And this good news came to his home through one of the relatives who became a believer. And there was a fellowship going on nearby. And the mother tried everything, and of course, father, and there was no healing, no deliverance. And mother didn't have any hope or expectation that his son will be delivered. However, the son once heard about that, some testimonies, deliverance about the living God. He wanted to go. He wanted to attend that fellowship. By help of some relatives that he was brought to the fellowship location. And he was listening to the testimonies. And as the words that he heard and he received the words, his hope and faith increased. He was happy. He began to believe that God was able to deliver him. So that day he was brought back. He didn't manifest healing, but his mind was healed. His mind had positivity, the heaven's direction, heaven bound. The train left, moved to the another direction, the heavenly direction, heaven's station, to moving that direction. And he wanted to attend the second fellowship, so asked the relatives to take him to that fellowship. The mother wasn't expecting anything or little of the son's deliverance. And the son went to that fellowship with the help of others. And during that second fellowship, he was able to sit up. Previously, he was just lying and laid flat. But during that second fellowship, he was able to sit up. Like crippled man who was born from the mother's womb. 40 years. Yeah, that guy was also 40 years. And suddenly, the strength came. So something like that, this guy was able to have that strength. Supernatural. And his faith increased. And the people who were in the fellowship, their faith also increased. Like they go, wow. And the mother didn't go to this fellowship. And when he was brought back, the mother and the family, the neighbors, they were amazed. And the third fellowship, then he was able to walk back with the help of like a stick. They didn't have a proper, what do you call that? The thing that you lean onto. And
crutch,
yeah. So then he went back home that day, walked back. Then another kind of celebration, like amazement, astonished. Everyone was astonished in his home, village. Then he went back walking to the fellowship next time. And the fellowship, whoever was overseeing, after the fellowship, he spoke to this individual that you don't need even this crutch that you are getting support. Your support is on God. So you don't even need it. So he spoke like that. Even went further. The fellowship leader by the Spirit of God. And of course, his mind was not at the place where he's already satisfied that, oh, this guy's now greatly healed, and that's good enough. But this fellowship leader, he was able to receive this inspiration that that's not enough. Now you go back without this, without the help of crutch. So this guy said, okay. And then he walked back towards home without it, and he's now totally fine. The physically, he's totally healed, manifesting the wholeness, and spiritually also healed. And through this great miracle, the entire family turned to the living God. They knew this God that this fellowship people are worshiping. He produced result, incredible result, whereas their gods and goddess and sorcerers and the medical field couldn't the past 40 years. So this was a wonderful works of God, and God arranged this healing deliverance from the before the foundation of the world, that somehow at 40 years later, not 20 years later or 10 years, but somehow 40 years later, and God knows why. He has the answer. We don't have to argue with him. The crippled man from the mother's womb laid at the entrance to the temple in Jerusalem. 40 years, why not 30 years or 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 1 year ago, but 40 years. And this guy also 40 years. So wonderful works of God is taking place through sons and daughters of God. And God is building each one's faith, expectation. God is encouraging us with future hope. Hope for today, tomorrow, month, 1 year, and whatever. God is the one who gives us the wonderful thoughts, wonderful logos daily, and get us to do things so that we are happy, blessed, excited. We rejoice, enjoy, and that joy will move out. This heaven, heavenly joy, heavenly hope will go out through you. Out of the belly comes out the rivers of living water. So we are such ones, and your thinking, first is thinking of heavenly thoughts that God gives to us, inspiration that God gives to us. We are thinking, then acting, moving, walking in it, produce much fruit and impact all over the world. What you're doing with God today, that moment, is impacting the entire world and entire creation. So that's who you are. You are wonderful sons and daughters of God who are made to sit at the right hand of God. So that's what I want to share.